What about sometimes when you get a cut on your hand, it sort of gets all infected in there, and what do you call the stuff in there, in the cut?
It's, they call it corruption around here. Mm.
That's what they call it quite a number of places. And if a man is shot in the war, you say he was what?
He was killed in the war.
Or if he wasn't killed.
He was just shot, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever say he was wounded? Or?
Yeah, I would say he was wounded.
And then the place where the bullet went in is a what?
It's a hole.
Yeah. Would you use the word wound or wound or what? How would you say that?
Well, we just say wound here.
And sometimes when you cut yourself, when it's healing up, the skin, the flesh sort of rises up. What do you call that? It sort of gets, maybe a little inflamed around there.
Well, it's called up, sometimes if it's bad enough, it's blood pouring, you know. Mm. We call it that.
But this is not that real. It's not
just
that bad.
It's just puckered up, blind. Mm.
Well, do you ever use the word proud flesh?
Yeah, we use it sometimes. It's got that red meat in there.
And that's what you call
it? If it's got the red meat, we call it proud flesh. Mm-hmm.
Then would you say a man died from his wound or died of his wound or what? How would you say that?
Well, it's mostly say he died from his wound. Mm-hmm.
And what do you call the place where people are buried?
Graveyard.
And what do you call the thing that a person is put in when he's buried?
Casket.
And if the people, if a woman, a long time ago they used to wear black after their husband died.
Yeah.
A long time. They were in what?
They were dressed in black. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever use the term in mourning? They were in.
No, I never.
Then a person who always is upset about things and is all concerned about what's going to happen, you say he's doing what too much? He does.
He's worrying too much.
And what do you call this kind of stiffness in the joints? It's not arthritis, but it's
rheumatism.
And would you say? Well, what about this childhood, this child's disease that, it doesn't, you don't hear of it too much anymore, but it used to be a real serious disease for children. They got it usually from drinking water that wasn't pure or something. I'm thinking about diphtheria.
Oh, yeah, diphtheria, yeah.
And what about this disease that turns a person's skin yellow?
That's yellow gender.
Yeah. And what about if you get a pain in your right side down low, you're probably getting what?
Appendicitis.
And if you get sick and you
vomit.
Do you have any other joking words that you use?
Well, they used to call it throwing up. Yeah.
And then if a person does that, you say he's if he vomits, he's what?
He's sick.
Do you say he's sick at his stomach?
Yeah, sick at his stomach.
Would you say Joe came over to tell me about this? Is that the way you'd say it?
Yeah, Joe come over to tell me about him being sick.
Mm-hmm. And